Before we wander off to our day's events, I want to make sure we all know why we chose this particular story and message for today's service. I imagine there are many gifts shared among us this month in this season of giving. We are blessed to have comforts that many people around the world and even in our own communities do not have. And for these, it is so important to be grateful, truly grateful. And this story reminds us that true wealth is not a function of the things we have or the things we can give or the things we receive. True wealth is in our ability to love, to put another's needs in front of our own. We may have heard this message before, and we sort of get it most of the time. And I expect I am preaching to a pretty generous crowd right now. So aside from appreciating the capacity to give as a form of wealth, what else is there to understand about giving, about the essence of giving? I'm often reminded of an African saying, and I apologize for not knowing what specific African country it came from, though I think I learned it from a Ugandan priest with whom I worked for a while. Father John Tubakanira, I think it was, who told me, "In my country, we say, when you own a cow, the cow owns you." It's an interesting puzzle. Imagine how exciting it is to get to the place in one's life where you have the assets to buy a cow. Or fill in the blank. You can walk up and down the street with your cow proudly and with justification because you worked hard and you earned the finances to afford it, and it is something, after all, that is feeding your family. The proceeds from the extra milk, perhaps, is providing a roof over your heads and clothes on your backs. This is good. You own a cow. But you must take care of the cow too, right? You must feed it and find a safe place for it and make sure it stays healthy, because much has come to depend on this asset that you have afforded for yourself. And now you feel perhaps the pressure to earn enough for a second cow so that if something happened to the first, you and everyone you care for would still have the privileges of security and comfort that you and they have perhaps become accustomed to. Now, you are very smart people. I don't need to play out this thread too far. It becomes a cycle of having and wanting that gets confused sometimes with needing. And before we know it, the cow owns us, right? We're stuck in what we have come to think of as the things we must have. My mother-in-law, who is not from Uganda but still a very smart woman, gifted my children with an expression. "What is need?" she says. So when they find something pretty excellent and they pause before they purchase it, they ask, "Do I need it?" They are reminded, "What is need?" Only she says it, you know, a little tongue-in-cheek, right? It cuts both ways, clearly, at least if they purchase the thing they've chosen to purchase, they're aware of their motivation, which is likely want more than need. So what do the cow and need have to do with the essence of giving? Only that when we take the time to recognize the intersection of these two things, the things we own and the things we need or think we need, those things that can give us a false sense of security in life, the illusion of control that doesn't really exist, when we recognize that having things doesn't give us any more long-term security or control over things like illness or death than if we didn't have these things, when we really look carefully at how our cow owns us or our cows, then the things begin to matter less somehow. And generosity can become second nature. I have been watching my mother engage in a very interesting pattern in the last few years. She is someone who has always enjoyed beautiful things. If not tons and tons of them, there have been a few here and there, very special, beautiful things. But the last few years, I've noticed her occasionally just giving them away. A pair of earrings, for example, or a bracelet, or a piece of furniture. We were on vacation together one time, and one of my sisters-in-law came out of the bathroom and said, "Oh, don't worry, I changed the roll on the toilet paper thing," which had been a big issue that week, like nobody took care of this. So my mother was so excited. She right then took off her earrings and said, "Here, I want you to have these." My oldest daughter is saying, "I did the paper towels." Didn't work that well. But it has them hoping that they're in the right place at the right time, right? One can never be sure when that will be. I suspect as we age, we become more cognizant of the fleeting nature of things, of their inability to ward off what is inevitable for each of us. My mother appears to be enjoying the reaction that her generosity gets to her, and isn't that lovely? Hopefully we don't all have to wait until our elder years to understand that the essence of giving is the awareness that we are all in this together. It is the ultimate relational acknowledgement that says, in essence, my cow is your cow. My needs are your needs. My more can be your more. And it gives me joy to share it. What is it we need in life? To love and to be loved. After that, it's all gravy. May we be mindful of the opportunities to give that gift today and all the days of our years. So may it be, and amen.